It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins me week... No kidding. It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is in an undisclosed location, which I'm afraid no one can reveal. But that being said, hi, Mirella, how are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, how are you?
Happy for winter.
Perfect. I have also some interesting topics for our conversation today. As Europe is going to through some changes, and that has been seen this time in Spain. Spain was already in our conversations because of Catalonia and the wish for independence. And now we have also the results of the elections. And this is really very interesting because, as many other countries in the rest of Europe, the far right party called Vox in Spain gained 52 seats on Sunday in Congress. So they went, basically, the party went from 24 to 52. It is a gigantic win, and it's especially worth mentioning in a country like, for example, also Italy lately, that has known a fascist dictatorship with General Franco, to see that that didn't make them immune from the rays of the far right in the country. It's a party that originated actually from a person that was in the conservative popular party called the PP, which was a conservative party, but was basically encompassing the most moderate to the most extreme in the entire spectrum of the party, but because it was so wide and not defined enough, a man called Santiago Abascal decided to go out of it and create his own party in 2014. So, as always in the European countries lately, one of the main help to get acknowledgement and to get successful was the anti-immigration feelings, anti-Islam feeling, anti-abortion, anti-same-sex marriage, basically those topics that are very much on the top for all the similar parties in the European Union. So it's also a party that, beside being very strict with immigration issues, has also quite a tough position on anything regarding independence, as, for example, they have this ongoing problem with Catalonia. So the party got also a lot of approval because of the problem of Catalonia. Mr. Abascal has a clear strategy in how to position himself and his party by also arguing that the left doesn't have any moral superiority. This is something that he likes to emphasize. There is, though, a big difference with the other parties in the rest of Europe, and it's the fact that Vox is not anti-Europe. So if one look more carefully in the Netherlands or Italy or France or Switzerland, any party that position itself a little bit more or much more, depending on the country, on the right side of the spectrum, do not have a liking for the European Union, and as a matter of fact, many of them reject the European Union, as we have also observed lately in England with the Brexit. So this is an interesting result, because it gives us a little bit an idea of how most of the countries are really must count now in their parliaments with some strong opposition from the right. And because of the societal issues that we are facing in Europe, there is absolutely no doubt that this new constellation is going to play an increasing role in the future of Europe. And this is something that President Macron sees as well in an interview that he gave lately to The Economist. He also made clear that some of the issues of Europe are linked to the fact that Europe is not unified enough, especially when it comes to problems to solve. And as he said in the interview, and I would recommend a reading, it's quite lengthy, but it's very interesting, because President Macron gives an idea of what he thinks about Europe right now and how he sees Europe in the future. It's a very pessimistic view. Admittedly, he's basically saying that if Europe doesn't wake up and face the issues that are, you know, there at the moment, then eventually the European Union will disappear. That is an interview that gave a lot of talks, because people were a little bit shocked about the negative part of what he was saying. But to come back to our topic with the parties in Europe and the one of the three top problems being immigration, there is no real togetherness, and there is a real gap between the, as he says, the south and the north in Europe, and the west and the east. This is something that we have seen before. It's nothing new, but it's definitely getting more acute. And he also thinks that Europe is on the edge of a precipice, and this is also due to the fact that President Macron thinks that Europe has to be stronger with a military force that would be European. That certainly wasn't the idea when the European Union was created, as it definitely was created to safeguard peace and to make sure that all the conflicts that we have had on our continent would not happen again by having a union on the continent. But that was also at a time where the NATO was a reliable partner, and President Macron considers that this is not the case anymore, and therefore there should be a stronger military force in Europe in order to safeguard the Union. I think that what was also interesting in what he was saying was the fact that he also saw the emergence of China, and basically the strength of the superpowers making Europe marginalized, and he thinks that it is this fragility that has to be corrected in order to actually still have a union in the future. The interview, as I said, is very long and speaks about many aspects of what the union is today and how to make it stronger for the future. But he certainly speaks about the fatigue over Brexit. He thinks that England is a very important partner of Europe, and with or without Brexit, it's important to keep this alliance. He puts into question the NATO. He definitely thinks that it is not working in the format that it exists today, because it doesn't answer in his eyes the needs of Europe, and it doesn't stand for the threats that he sees around Europe. I think he sees France definitely as a balancing power, a power that could help shape a new form of European unions. Of course, he cannot do that without Germany, and he cannot do that without the rest of the partners. But as always, in such a big union, it's now many countries together. There is most probably the need for a couple of countries that would be able to lead Europe in a new direction. And President Macron seems to think that France has the capacity to do such an important and multifaceted job for the future.
Thank you very much, Mireille Rastoffer. Over there.
My pleasure.